Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 14. And I'm podcasting in my underwear. Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Bear Podcast. This is your host, The Nard. And I'm here, podcasting in the suburbs of Houston, just in the computer room, wearing my whitey tighties. It is liberating just to do your thing in your undies, you know. Watching TV, cook, do some computer programs, play World of Warcraft. My friends also give me a hard time. They always give me a hard time about frolicking in the backyard. but I really haven't done that. Well, not that much lately. not in my undies. But anyway, enough about me. I have a few fun topics for you guys and some sad news. Plus, I also have a special treat for you, Wolfie listeners. I got my partner to do it with me, so I hope it brings a little smile in your face. No. We did not do the nasty and recorded it, okay? Although, that's not a bad idea, but it's something else, okay? So relax, take off your pants, and lift your feet. But if you're listening to this on your MP3 player at work, I don't think it's a good idea to take off your pants, okay? Also, if you're driving, taking off your pants and lifting your feet is not a good idea either, okay? Might get a ticket. So, enjoy the show, guys. Let's start with some sports. Last weekend, we had a kickball tournament. I had to mention this because it's fun to do it with social groups. So we all gathered at Memorial Park here in Houston. So let me tell you guys the groups who attended, okay? The groups who played. Houston Area Bears, Asians and Friends Houston, and the Houston Tennis Club. Well, right there, one could already tell who would win the tournament, right? Anyway, so we played. It was a beautiful day. The temperature was in the mid-70s. It was a good day to do outdoor sports. Well, the rules of kickball is really like baseball, okay? I guess you guys would remember those days when you were a kid playing kickball. And, well, this time, imagine, guys in their mid-30s and mid-40s playing kickball. We did have a lot of laughs after that, you know. Well, obviously the tennis club won first place, okay? So why? They're freaking athletic in the first place. They could have beaten any of us with one hand only. So, well, the HAB came in second. And then the Asians and Friends won the I'm Special Award. Pretty cute. You see the pictures on the website. So, well, it was a fun weekend. Well, lots of eye candy for most people. I posted the link on the website so for you guys to see. So check it out. It's actually on the website of Asians and Friends, but it's a big group of us. There's a group picture of us there. You might like it. And, okay. Texas Renaissance Festival. Okay. Let me see. I'm going to show you guys the website. Go to texrenfest.com. Yes, this is an event that we're going to do. So let me read a blurb here from the site. Join us in 2005 as we celebrate our 31st season. It's going to be on October 1st to November 20th. Okay, the Texas Renaissance Festival is one of the nation's largest and most acclaimed Renaissance theme parks. The sights, sounds, tastes, and beauty of the 16th century come alive every Saturday and Sunday for 8 spectacular weekends, October 1st to November 20th, from 9 a.m. to dusk, when an incredible fireworks display will mark the end of your festival experience. This season, we are pleased to announce our 8 themed weekends. We gotta see those themed weekends, but maybe later. Anyway, festival goers will be thrilled with a new and exciting Renaissance period theme each weekend of the 2005 festival season. Students and educators will experience a wealth of interactive learning in our new school days program. Oh, that's pretty cool. There are some directions. You can email julie@texrenfest.com for more information. Okay, so yeah, visit the site. All right, let me tell you guys about this. I have a friend of mine. There's a friend of mine who is an actor. He's been spending his weekends there. He's an actor there in one of the troops there. Well, I could imagine that it would be very tiring for having a day job and wearing costumes and having those fake old English accents. So, why am I telling you guys this? The Houston Area Bears will be there on the 22nd. Yeah, it's a scheduled thing that we're going to do. So, it's going to be October 22nd. Let me read the events page for this, okay? Saturday, October 22nd, 2005, Renaissance Festival, Roman Toga Party, starts at 10 a.m. to dusk. Yes, the Houston Area Bears will be there in togas. Okay. The annual Texas Renaissance Festival is rolling back into town. The Houston Area Bears are planning a visit to Caesar's Rome. Okay, maybe not so much Caesar's as Cleo's, but Rome nonetheless. The Renfest is always a great time, excellent for man-watching. You'd be surprised what little guys, what little these guys will wear. Yeah, I've seen some people just wearing chainmails and chainmail briefs, or should I say it, or chainmail thongs. They're so hot. Anyway, there's food, bear, shopping, and even jousting. Yes, the jousting is good. Come out to the Renaissance Festival and don't forget your toga or your centurion's uniform. Yeah, that'd be hot too if you were a centurion uniform. We'll leave from the Studio 6 at 290 parking lot in Houston around 10 a.m. and can carpool to Plantersville. Discounted tickets are $18 and can be purchased from the Renaissance Fair website. Better tickets online. The cost of tickets at the gate will be $21. Email pgay@patrickgay.com if you guys need to coordinate with the Houston Area Bears with the toga party. Okay, guys, imagine big burly bears in togas at the Renaissance Festival. That's major woe for me. I can't wait to see the guys in toga. And, I did mention about jousting. There's this, Lander Games. I don't know how you call it, but there's just this games with jousting and sword fighting, and I share this with some of the Houston Area Bears members, Palima and Jeff. We would always drool over what's his name, Bull. I think it's Bull. Bull is a very cute guy. He's got sharp blue eyes. Always wearing these blue tunic and what do you call that? The kilt he's wearing, and I think that's really authentic. He's not really wearing anything under that when they do the games. That'd be fun to see. And I'm quite sure he's gonna be there again. And there's this redheaded the bear. He used to have long hair, but now he cut his hair. I remember. He's just so woofy. He was there. There was one time we were there. I had a picture with him, and when when he took a picture of me, he suddenly turned me over and started humping my butt. Oh my god, I think Eugenio took that picture. I don't know where that is, but yeah, these guys are really game. I would say a big percentage of these guys are gay, so just maybe, or maybe they're just interested in playing. I don't know, but I heard stories about these Renaissance Festival people, not only in Texas, also in other places. Anyway, so okay, so if you guys ever think of coming out this part of town, try to go to the Texas Renaissance Festival. It should be fun. The food is good, so come over. And also, if you go to texrenfest.com, and you get more information. Okay, see you guys later. Okay, here is a sad news about Six Flags Astroworld. It is now closing. I have a website. There's a link in the website from Thrill Network about that. Okay, here's something that's it's really pissing off a lot of Houstonians, you know. Well, let me read an article from ThrillNetwork.com. Okay, this was posted last month, and well, I just got around to it now, but I'll read it anyway. It's the end of the line for Six Flags Astroworld. Today, the company announced, this was September 12th, that Astroworld will close at the end of the season, and the 109-acre site will be sold off to a real estate developer. According to Six Flags, selling the park was the best course of action compared to adding additional attractions and upgrading the current ones. Astroworld's poor performance and the issues over parking were cited as some of the reasons for the closure. You're right. The company will continue to own and operate Houston's Splashdown. And the Splashdown Water Park, which will receive some items from Astroworld. Many of Astroworld's 119 permanent employees will be offered jobs at other Six Flags. Oh well, that's really sad. Imagine all those people had to be transferred to another Six Flags. I don't think that's a good idea. But anyway, what's pissing many people about this is that the Six Flags Astroworld is pretty much a landmark, well, not only in location, but also in many people's lives. Guys and girls going on dates, kids' very first roller coaster rides, first jobs. You know, I've known some people who had their first jobs when they were 17 or 18, just started working there and at the Six Flags. It's a good work experience for them. And I remember one ride there called the Mayan Mindbender. My friend John tells me that it's neither Mayan nor mindbending. So I always remember that. It's a mindbender. I guess we're going to miss that. I mean, this is one memorable place that people love, and now they're selling it for, or, you know, giving it away just because it's more profitable to sell that place than to have ticket sales and upgrading the rides and having ads. And it's really terrible. I mean, they're sacrificing, you know, they just want the money out of it than the enjoyment of the locals. So one of these days, my partner and I will probably pay our last respects to the rides there. Probably 22nd will be Texas Renaissance Festival. Maybe we'll go on the 23rd on Sunday. So, okay. So, Six Flags Astroworld, sorry to say goodbye to you, and you will be missed.
That's it.
Nice.
Yeah, sure.
Do you work out a lot?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you come here often?
Wolf, what a bear.
Our new feature for today is Husbear on Bear WWW. Yes, his name is Murat Gulsicek. He's a versatile bear in Ankara, Turkey. Okay, let me read his profile here on Bear WWW. Hi, this Husbear from Turkey. I'm a member of Bears of Turkey, Ayilar.net. He's 34 years old, 172 centimeters. Okay, they go by centimeters, I'll tell. 5'7", 235 pounds, goateed, very hairy, nipple and ear pierced, got a tattoo on the arm, and partnered. Versatile, cut, 5.5 inches. God, I have to say that, huh? My other half is Memdali. I will be at Berrada on September 24th, 26th. Well, that's last month. I didn't feature that. I don't remember featuring that event. For more information, aguilar.net. I'm sure there are pictures there. So, guys, go to aguilar.net/Berrada. Berrada, yeah. Okay, I'm looking for big, hairy, muscle to stocky or to chubby, built men just for fun, not LTR. Sorry, no femmes, queens, twinks, or thin people. You're pretty picky, huh? Note, if you would like to send me an email, please be sure to reference your profile, URL, or to attach some pics. Alright, so that's our feature for today. Actually, my friend Sean actually is a good friend of Murat. He actually met him many years ago in Turkey. And I'm sure you guys have seen Murat online, especially in ISPQ. Chances are there's a percentage of you guys who have seen more than Murat's face. Yep, I've heard from Jeff. I think my friend Jeff has been seeing him online before. And he's quite playful online, I heard. So check it out, Murat on Bear WWW.
Bear Podcast presents Real Bear of Genius. Today, we salute you, Mr. Very Hairy Leather Chapswearer. You go to a leather Levi bar wearing a vest, harness, and leather chaps with your pubes sticking out your crotch.
Your pubes sticking out.
You never bother to trim because you're proud of your body hairs, especially when you show off your chest hairs that are longer than your beard.
Longer than your goatee.
Your butt hairs are so long, your friends call your ass Rapunzel.
Let down your hair.
So grab a bottle of water-based lube and have a fun night, because tonight, you're going to have a very hairy ride.
Very hairy leather just wearer.
So how do you like that, huh? Yeah. My partner and I did that real Bear of Genius a few days ago. It was fun doing it. If you guys like it. But anyway, okay, on with Bear Events. Okay, first of all, November 4th, it's the Bears Under the Sun 2005 in San Jose, Costa Rica. Okay, their website is tricosos.com. It'll be on the website. Check it out later. Anyway, okay, let me read something here. Fifth is their fifth international rendezvous in the paradise. 3 days of brotherhood on the beach. Costa Rican Bear Club is young and eager for new members. International visitors always welcome. Please contact us for more information. El Club de Osos de Costa Rica es joven y deseoso de nuevos miembros. Visitantes internacionales, siempre bienvenidos. Por favor, contáctenos para más información. Okay. I had to try a little bit with that Spanish and I hope I said it right. Okay. And I don't know a fucking thing what I just said. Yeah, well, some words I do understand. But anyway, next for event. Bear Invasion. Bear Invasion in Washington, D.C. November 4th. Oh, God, I love D.C. I want to go back there. I like the touristy stuff. Anyway, okay, join the D.C. Bears for our 10th annual Invasion of the Bears. Lots of fun and frolic. Your website is dcbearclub.org. Yeah, I've been there, and it's a fun. DC is really a fun place to go to. I'd like to go there another time. I want to see. One place I haven't gone there is the Lincoln Memorial. I've seen some of the parks there and some memorial areas, the Arlington Cemetery. You know. Anyway, on with the next event. It's going to be at Grand Rapids, Michigan, November 4th. It's called the Michigan Bear Fest 2. Yeah, we are up and running. Click on the website. You have any questions, contact Daryl at swmi_eventsbear@yahoo.com. This is going to be a big event. We are looking at 600 people attending this event this year. Wow, impressive. That's a pretty big size. So if you guys go to the website, Michigan Bears, it's going to be at Grand Rapids, Michigan. All right. So let me read some email here. Okay, read email. Oh, here's an email from Countdown Bear 911. Yeah, he visited the website. He said, "Very interesting. Discovered this today." And yeah, he checked out the website. Thank you, Clay, for visiting the website. I hope you enjoy the shows when you download the MP3s. It says here it has a login feature at the top of the site, but how does one get a login ID? Okay, if you guys go to bearpodcast.com, there's a login link there. Ignore it for now, okay? Ignore that, okay? I really haven't done anything with that yet. So far, I'm the only one who can log into that. And just ignore that, okay? Just concentrate on the front page. Okay, another email from Porno Cub, okay? Porno Cub is one of the people I've been messaging on LiveJournal. Okay, let me see here. Oh, his email is about it's about my last post about the pictures at bear events. So he emailed me. So okay, let me read you his email here. "Hey there, dropping you a line about that, about pictures at bear events. Back in 2002, at one of the indie runs, there was a strip poker contest. My partner and I participated, and one of the stipulations of the event were that there were no pictures to be taken. Unfortunately, though, a photographer for American Bear was taking shots. My partner did not consent to any pictures. Complained to organizers about it, but this photographer continued regardless, and even putting the camera under the table to get the dick shots. So, it isn't just individuals that disregard these rules, even the organizers, I guess. And I agree, run organizers should be kicking out those who can't abide by the rules." Yes, it's from Porno Cub. Well, thank you, Porno Cub, for your email. Well, people really have different opinions about this. And some people like it. Some people are exhibitionists. It's okay for them to have their pictures taken when they're sucking dicks or playing strip poker. But some people just don't like that. They like the liberty of being nude without anyone else taking pictures. Well, I could understand that. Anyway, okay, let me tell you guys about some stuff that happened last night. Last night, okay, I was at Mary's. Houston Air Bears had the social, and I was there hanging out with a couple of friends. And it's a couple of friends of mine, Mark and Clyde. Mark is from Manchester, England. As far as I know, yes, I think he's from Manchester, England. And earlier I was talking about Texas Renaissance Festival. I remember Mark was telling me he went to one of these Ren fairs, and he was talking to one of the girls there, I guess, one of the actors and one of the participants there, and she said, "You really have the worst English accent I've ever heard, worst fake accent." But he's from England himself. You're the one who don't have the right accent. So it's just funny. I mean, They thought he was one of the actors trying to do one of those English accents. Well, I don't know about you guys, but me, I think British accents are hot and also very deep or very heavy southern accents. Oh, yep. Sometimes that melts my heart. Anyway, okay, so visit the website. The official website is bearpodcast.com. And you can email me at bearchaser@bearpodcast.com. Email me about your reactions, your stories, whatever. If you have someone you want to be featured, someone featured for Wolf of the Bear, or if you have any reactions, positive or negative, about what is about today's topics, and what else? Oh, you can call me, by the way. Call me with your cell phone, guys, with your free long distance at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Yep, leave your voice message. If you have events, by the way, yeah, if you have events, if you have an announcement, if you want to invite people to your website, invite people to an event, or if you have whatever. Whatever you want to say, just leave a voicemail message there, and or you can email me. Well, thank you guys for listening. Actually, I'm doing this. I'm experimenting on this. I'm using my iRiver to record on this. So I'm not doing a direct PC thing, so it will be easier to manipulate later the MP3s. Okay, so. Hope you guys have a good weekend and have a good week, and hopefully we could do more real Bear of Genius in the future. Okay, so tell me, email me guys if you guys liked it or if you have any reactions to it. Oh, by the way, okay, I also have a Gmail account, brchasetx@gmail.com. You don't have to email me there. You can. I'm trying to do some Google Talk on it. So if you guys just add me as Google in Google Talk, and probably I could record our conversation if ever. So you could be in the show. What do you think? That'd be a good idea. And also on LiveJournal, I'm BR Chase, and check out my blog once in a while. And hopefully I could. Post some pictures. Oh, by the way, okay, whenever you go to the website bearpodcast.com and you link and you see the link on the MP3s, below that there's a post comment and view comments. You can also post your comments there. Whatever you want to say about the show. If you don't want to email, just go to the website, just click on post comment, you can comment there. Alright, so that's it. Hope you guys enjoy the show. I will talk to you guys by maybe next week. And take care, guys. Many wolves and many hugs!